Okay, what's up, guys? Welcome back to episode 2 of Uncensored. Before we start, I just wanted to let you guys know we're going to be doing a Christmas giveaway of a pair of Jordan 1s. So just check our Instagram page later on during this week, and we'll post a picture of what colorway we're going to be giving away. So all you got to do to enter the contest, basically, is post us in your story, tag us, and we'll pick a random winner.
Well, fantastic. That sounded so well.
Fantastic. I've been working great on my speech.
That was all not scripted, so let's give
unscripted
her a round of applause, please.
Zero rehearsals.
Anyways, let's get into it then.
All right, what do you got for us today?
Well, I feel like we need to discuss what happened to us.
Well...
So, I don't know, from whoever listened to the previous episode, you probably noticed that we talked about Bonnie Henry and COVID and whatnot, and pretty ironic, because Miss Rona got me and Dylan pretty good.
Yep.
We got infected with that bitch. I had it pretty bad sometimes. It was kind of an on and off thing. Same thing with Dylan, kind of on and off. Some days you're fine, next day you feel like you're dying. But that's pretty ironic since we were literally just talking about it, like literally the last episode. So
on.
We thought we'd share.
Yeah.
I think the worst part about having it was like being like lonely, like sitting in your room and just like staring
lonely
at the wall. Like you were literally in the same house as me and I couldn't even come see you.
I know. I was laying downstairs in my bed one night and I could just hear you like talking on the phone to Sat, and I was like looking at the ceiling. I was like, human contact.
Yeah, literally. I saw it for the first time yesterday, and it was truly like a full on reuniting moment. But yeah, anyways.
What? You're like, real. Like, yes, I'm very real. Like, is this a simulation? No. Okay.
You know, there's from one thing that, like, if there's one thing I would take away from this, is that if somebody comes up to me and pulls that COVID is fake bullshit, oh my God.
I will lose
my mind. People who are like, it's just like the fucking flu. Maybe it was for some people, but for a lot of people, it's not, because it did not feel like I had the fucking flu.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that bad. Like, it didn't hit me that hard. Like, I've had the flu worse than that, like puking and stuff, but I didn't puke, nothing. I just had a minor headache and I had like leg pains, basically.
Oh yeah.
It felt like hardcore growing pains is what it felt like.
Yeah, the body aches were probably the worst as well. I had really bad chest pains and stuff as well. But other than that, we're alive. We survived. We're out of quarantine. We're not infectious anymore, whatever the word is. So I guess that's the good thing. So your hosts of this beautiful podcast have not died, and it's why there was not an episode last week, because we were dead. Literally dead. Anyways, since we were talking
but we're
about
so
COVID
dedicated to this podcast that the show must go on.
Actually, no,
and we tried recording before. We tried
recording, I was gonna say,
earlier this week. And we were just not having it. She would ask a question. I'd be like, bleh.
Yeah, and then he would ask me something. There would be like a pause in between every single response. And it would just be like silence, because both of us were like dying. We're like taking a sip of water because our mouths were so dry from the COVID. Bro, my mouth was so dry that entire time. It felt like you could drink like a gallon of water and it feels like the Sahara Desert in your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, the dryness never goes away. Like, you could be sleeping, and you'd wake up at random times and just be like, why is my mouth so dry? Yeah.
I got really chapped lips for some reason during it.
Oh, same. Like, they were, like, peeling and stuff. It was disgusting. Mm-hmm. Absolutely atrocious. Anyways, since we were talking about COVID and whatnot, this actually brings me on to, like, some questions. Some of you probably saw that we posted on our Instagram story asking questions, and I also posted on my Instagram story on my personal account asking questions. And the question that I got, actually three people asked this question, and I don't know why people want to know so bad, is our take on the vaccine, and also if we're going to take the vaccine.
So, oh, I'm 100% taking the vaccine.
Okay, yeah, good. I was going to say.
100%.
I
get some people are like kind of iffy about it, which is understandable.
Yeah.
But me personally, I'm going to do it just because, you know.
Yeah, because I, from my point of view, like, I do work in, like a medical setting and whatnot, and in the hospital some days. So doing that, well, I'm not right now because of COVID, I'm scared to, but, like, when I will be going back, I don't know if they're going to make it mandatory. I don't know anything like that, but I'm going to take it just for the safety of other people. And also, yeah, if you here's how I think about it. Like, if I get this vaccine and it causes me to have some kind of problem in the future, right? And it's, like, a problem that is pretty common with some stuff. Like, you know what I mean? It happens often. It's, like, there's usually a cure for it, or there's usually some kind of treatment to help that. You know what I mean? So it's, like, there ain't no treatment or cure for COVID yet, right? So it's, like, why not just get the vaccine and take one for the team and just risk it and then go travel, live your life, do whatever you want to do, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to take that vaccine, and I'm running to Mexico.
I remember you saying that airlines are going to make the vaccine mandatory now if you want to travel out of the country, apparently.
I saw some, like, articles that some airlines, not all, I don't know, like, if this is still, like, what they're planning to do now that there's actually, now that they're saying it's going to be in Canada very quick, right? But honestly, if you think about it common sense wise, I'm assuming that at some point in the future it will be, you know what I mean? But depending on, like, travel as well. Like, in this article, it said something like, if you're traveling, like, for example, like, you know, some people literally fly to the island.
Yeah.
And some people literally fly to Kelowna and stuff. Like, it's like, they're not going to require you to obviously do it then. You're still in the same province. And also, like, let's say if you were flying to, like, Toronto or Calgary or something, I'm sure that they wouldn't make you do it. Because right, you're still in the same country, right? And also, mm-hmm, it said that in the article as well. I'll have to, like, find it. We'll, like, link it or something that people can read it. And then, but it said, like, for example, if you're going to Europe, if you're going to Australia, New Zealand, and, like, Mexico, like, first of all, like, think about it. New Zealand has, like, no cases. None. People are going to raves. People are going to parties. You're allowed to do whatever you want. You don't have to wear masks anywhere. They're obviously not trying to risk people coming in with COVID, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure that they'll probably require it if you're traveling there or something like that as well. And then another reason, yeah, like how I said, like, when I take it, like, bro, like, if I die whatever many years later from it, at least I went to fucking Spain. At least I went to fucking Mexico again.
That's the deal breaker. If I die without going to Spain, then
I don't know what it is about Spain specifically. Like, I just don't give a fuck. That's the first. Actually, I think the first place I'd go is probably Mexico with all of you. But then I'd be like, same, like, direct flight to Spain right after that.
Yeah, I mean, Mexico. I mean, not just Mexico, but I'm pretty sure all the flights are super cheap now.
Oh, they're so cheap. Like,
really good deals on flights right now.
Yeah, because when we first originally booked our trip for this summer or whatever, it the flights were like $1,400, right? That's how much we were going to pay, like $1,499 or something, right? With the tax included. And then we looked, like, the day after that we had unbooked it or whatever, we looked and we saw that for, like, November and December time, so, like, this time of year, if you had booked back then, we were paying $900 at, like, really bougie resorts for 10 days, all inclusive.
Right.
And it's, like, that's crazy because if you think about it, like, remember how we were looking at the Hyatt Ziva, that really bougie one that was next to our resort last year?
Yeah.
That one was, like, $2,400 for, like, 7 days first.
Jesus.
So it's, like, and it's, like, think about it, 10 days, that's, like, a lot. So, yeah, that's, like, $100 a day, less than $100 a day, like, what? but anyways, yeah, definitely gonna take that vaccine. So to the three people that were adamant about asking that, there's your answer. I'm going through the questions right now. It's loading. Bav asked us a question. And it's
if this is a stupid question,
it is. It's really stupid.
I mean, I know there's no such thing as stupid questions, but when Bav asks a question, it's mostly stupid.
Actually, we have two stupid questions. One for Bav, one for Dayton.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
One is Dayton's question. And I'm going to, like, I'm assuming that he's asking this to me because he asked this on my, like, account or mm-hmm. whatever. But we'll see, we'll also both answer it. He asked, do you eat Satfir's ass?
We're both gonna answer that. Well, my answer is big fat yes,
all the time,
probably all more than time. You
probably all the time. That's why Sat is always adamant about sleeping over it.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm just gonna crash downstairs in Dylan's, and you're like, why? He's just like, is this more comfortable?
Yeah, I'm like, you know, you could stay up here. No. Now I know what you guys are up to when you guys go on those late night drives to nowhere. Yeah. Darn.
He gives a good rim job.
Oh my god, Sat's gonna be pissed when he listens to that. And Bab's question. Would you suck Bab's dick? Yes or yes? She didn't even give us an option.
Is she asking that to you or to me?
To both of us.
Oh. I don't know. That's a tough one.
That one's like, I'm going to have to go with option number two.
Yeah, probably going to have to take number two on that one, because number one is eh.
You know.
Eh. Number one is eh. Number two is like, there's some wiggle room.
And this question is also kind of out of nowhere. I had like two people actually ask something kind of like relatively the same but worded different. I had someone ask our views on like the LGBTQ community. So like
our views on the community?
On the community, like how we feel about like gay people.
I love gay people.
Yeah, same. We have friends that are gay. I love gay people. Yeah, we don't have any problems with people. Like, do your thing. You know what I mean? Like, we support you and whatnot. Like, do your thing.
Yeah, but 100%. And I mean, me coming from a guy's perspective, I feel like when we go out to like gay bars with like Mitch and stuff, they're more nice. But then Ray whispers in my ear and tells me that they're just hitting on me. But I'm like, they're still nice though.
They're still nice. It's a nice boost of like confidence.
Yeah, I was like, it's a confidence booster. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's I know.
Take it as a compliment.
What you mean? Yeah. That's fair.
Right.
Very fair.
And
yeah,
another thing is, I've never really met too many lesbians before in my life, but I've met like a lot of gay people because we go out to the clubs and stuff like that, and they're hilarious.
Oh yeah,
gay guys are the funniest people in the world because they have no filter and it's fucking awesome.
Literally,
I love it. For real. They're so funny. Even Mitch and Ray, they're fucking hilarious.
Shout out to Mitch and Ray.
Shout out to Mitch and Ray, man. You guys are hilarious.
Next question. So somebody asked Liv if we've ever gotten an internet beef for like had problems with someone online.
Me personally, no.
Oh god,
I'm not really.
No, I'm gonna sound
I don't really stay updated with that kind of stuff. If someone says something on the internet, I'm kind of just like, whatever.
You look at it like 4 days later, and you're like, oh shit, I didn't even
see. Yeah, I'm like, I'll see it. They said it like 5 days ago, and I'll see it, and I'm just like, oh okay. Well, the game's on, so I'm gonna go back to that.
Yeah, you're like, there's no point in responding now.
Yeah. Even if they said it and I saw it right away, I'd be like, oh, okay. Well, I'm going to just keep doing my thing.
That's fair. I feel like for myself, I used to a lot. Like, that used to be, like, my thing. I remember me and a friend had a group chat that we would just talk in. And every single time either of us had a problem with someone, we would make a group chat with those people and just completely ream them out. We've changed as people, to say the least. We've changed a long way. Yeah. Oh my god, it was the worst thing ever. I used to be ruthless, for sure. Like, I used to definitely make some bitches cry.
Jesus, you used to make me cry.
But, like, I don't like to admit to that. We're not going to talk about it. But, actually, this past weekend...
Troublesome past week?
After this past week, I got myself caught up in the exact same situation.
Oh my god.
Some people just don't know how
when
to
you
be
posted that thing on your story, nice. I thought it was a joke. Like, I thought he was kidding.
It was not a joke.
But then I kind of listened to it a little bit more. I was like, wow, he's being dead ass serious right now. Shit.
Yeah, and he's being an asshole too.
I was like, I don't even know who. I thought it was just some random person, like, from the States like somewhere else in Canada. I did not realize he was local.
Yeah, no, he's from Abbotsford. I was like,
damn, he's being 100% serious right now.
Yeah, so this kid posted something on his story. First of all, if you're going to say that and that's your opinion, you know what I mean? Like, why did you record a video and post it after you know that people would obviously say something to you? Like, bro, you asked for it then. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like, and at that point,
when shit like that happens, like he says it in a video, and then the next day he makes like an apology response video or like a picture apologizing, it's like, that's the thing I hate. Like, if you're gonna say something, stand by it, and then like don't bitch out because you get caught in the crossfire and you're like, oh, this backfired. Exactly. Like, that's the just only stand up that... for yourself and like not saying it was right that what he did at all. I'm just saying, like, when people get fucking caught doing something wrong and then they're like, oh, sorry, you know, it's just a bullshit apology and they don't actually mean it. So like, what's the point? Like, you know, everyone that reads your post is gonna just be like, okay, obviously you're a fucking bullshitter.
Yeah, because he, if for the people in this podcast that don't know what happened, I had seen in a Snapchat story or whatever, and a few of my friends and people, mutuals on social media, had seen it as well, and posted on their story, and then I went to go look and it wasn't there anymore, and then I watched the video, and it was him, this guy named Nick Mercer, so I hope you listen to this, because fuck you. But he was, like, screaming into his, not screaming, but, like, yelling into his fucking phone, like, on Snapchat, making a video, looking like a fucking prick with his Bud Light Lime, like, what the fuck, are you in a fucking frat, like, why are you drinking that? And he's like, all the gays can fall off the face of the earth, like, I mean, do your thing, but, like, don't, it's really not cool, like, shit, like, he was, I don't even know what he was saying, like, this guy was just that, like, he's just that fucked. He probably didn't even know what he was saying himself. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's definitely, like, I feel like, okay, first of all, he's the only reason he posted an apology, I feel like I need to read this to the people, because, like, it's bad. Like, this is the worst apology I have seen in my entire life. I actually wish I didn't even see it. It was that bad. Like, he said, I'd like to apologize to everyone I offended with the video I posted yesterday. People that know me clearly know I wasn't serious, but it was ignorant of me to think everyone would know that. Someone's sexuality doesn't determine my opinion on them as a person. Take this as you want, and if you want to say, if you have anything to say, message me. Why did I have like so many problems?
You're just that pent up about it.
But what triggers me the most about this apology is that he didn't capitalize his eyes. Like, that's how you know that it was insincere. And he wrote it on Snapchat. That's even worse than writing an apology on notes. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what were you thinking, dude? Like, you just made it worse for yourself. Like, bro, he also looks like an elf. Like, he literally looks like he was in, like, a movie, some type of Christmas movie, and he was, like, a like, background elf. Like, you know what I mean? Like, an extra. Yeah.
I don't know about Lord of the Rings fans out there, but he looks like he was Legolas's cousin that was outcast. So, for any Lord of the Rings fans out there, you'll get the reference.
So, yeah, this kid is fucked pretty much in conclusion. But he also, joined, like, a Instagram, like, live or whatever that these two, like, girls that are mutual with on social media were on, and we were kind of roasting him, but actually, you know what, like, he deserves it. They could say whatever they want. You post it on the internet, your people are allowed to have their opinion, you know what I mean? And he joins it, and he was trying to be so defensive and stuff, and I honestly was laughing my ass off. Like, his little friends were in there, I like to call him Nikki's little soldiers.
Nikki's like, Little Soldiers. That sounds like a fucking DreamWorks movie.
Oh, they were up his fucking ass. Like, I don't know what this guy does to these other guys, but, like, I don't know why they're so in love with each other.
Probably because they give good rim jobs.
But, and then one of the kids was like, we're not his little soldiers. It's called loyalty. And I was just like, imagine being loyal to a racist, homophobic piece of shit or something like that.
Jesus.
I'm like, I just don't get it. Like, it's like, why do you want to be associated with someone who's so hateful?
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's just, it doesn't make sense. And then, it's funny, though. What's ironic is that he's homophobic and he's racist and he's ugly. Like, pick a struggle.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, you can't have it all. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, at that point, like, you're doing too much to yourself. You're, like, there's no way you're just that horrible of a human. You know what I mean? But you know what makes it even worse? The same fucking day, some white girls in Abbotsford thought it was a good idea to take a video of them driving around and posting it on social media saying the N-word. It gets worse. It truly gets worse. Abbotsford just gets worse. So that was another problem that happened over the weekend. So Miss Julia Neal and her blonde friends, please educate yourselves. Also, these girls said that, pretty much implied that since, like, they said, oh, if black people can say it, like why are they allowed to say it? Bruh.
That's what, like, their argument was? Word.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's
kind of like,
it's their word.
Boggles my mind, like, well.
It's like, it's their word to say. They can say it if they want to say it. It's not none of your business. You know what I mean? But, like, these white bitches, like, what makes you think that you are entitled enough to say that word? And what it boggles me even more is the fact that they recorded this video, probably watched it 5 or 6 times before posting it, and sat there and said, yeah, that's cute. Let's post it. Like, what? Like, what? Like, were you just like, ooh, I look kind of cute in that. Screw the N-word. I'm posting it. Like, I honestly, it truly blows my mind that, like
oh,
thank you.
And
very
that's
much.
That.
And that's that. I don't like you. No, I really hope you lost some friends after that, because you deserve to. And you also don't deserve to have a job either. So I really hope your future employer sees that video.
Jesus Christ.
And I hope whatever school you go to sees that video.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You ruined your life. But okay, but also, it's like, why post something like that and then just, like, know that, okay, you know, people can, like, screen record this and it could, like, literally be used against me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I would never say, like, you know, like for example, like, Nick's video and, like, any type of video where it throws hate towards people like that. I would never post a video like that. I wouldn't say it in general, but if I was to say it, I would never post a video of it. Like, you
yeah,
know what I mean? It's like, you
setting
set yourself up.
Yeah, you're just
disaster.
Kind of setting yourself up for failure at that point.
Like, I just don't get it. Like, you two, like, not even you two. Nick, go fuck yourself. Nikki's old soldiers, go fuck yourself. Literally, go get an education, get your shit together, get your life together. Because if you keep living your life like this, you're not gonna have one pretty soon. Because nobody's going to hire you. Nobody's going to want to accept you into your school if you're acting like this.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if, like, I just don't know, like, why you would want to set yourself up to be in that situation. But I really hope you sit there and you think about it.
Because that's what they
really
didn't
just
do.
Because I hope now it teaches you to really think about your actions. I truly hope so. So good luck with life. Let's just leave it at that. Anyways.
Catch your breath. Catch your breath.
It makes me heated, man. Anyways, also, since we were talking about our COVID earlier, I probably should have brought this up earlier, but now that we were talking about, like, internet problems and drama, there's a guy in Abbotsford that literally flew to Mexico for a cheap flight or whatever with his friend. And went clubbing and stuff there, and he posted videos saying, like, fuck COVID, fuck the corona, like, this and that. I was like, bro, do not say that. I was like, trust me, I say fuck COVID too, but I ain't ever gonna go into a club anytime soon until I know that we're all in the clear. You know what I mean? After what we just went through. And apparently if you get it twice, it's, like, even worse the second time, and I ain't trying to have that. And so this guy Hector went on a trip to Mexico to just be stupid, pretty much. And apparently, he had COVID one time before, and he went to, like, Cactus, and he would go out and stuff while he had COVID. So what's your take on that?
I don't even have anything to say. Like, just, I'm so sick of this stuff. People being stupid. Like, there's nothing you could say anymore. If you know, if it's going on for this long, people have been saying stuff, like, you know, to take precautions, and people still don't. It's never going to happen.
Oh, yeah. No, no, 100%. But it's, like, also, it's, he went to Mexico. Also, like, I have seen a lot of people safely travel during COVID. And not even just for, like, immediate things, like, for, like, recreational purposes and tourism. I've seen a lot of people travel, and they've been extremely safe. Like, going, for example, I saw this one girl that traveled to Cancun or whatever as well, and she was stayed in the resort the entire time. Her resort was at 30% like capacity or whatever, and they didn't like leave the resort, go clubbing or anything, for, as far as I know, from what she would have posted, right? And it looked like it was very safe, and they were wearing masks all the time whenever they were like around people and blah blah this and that. But this guy went clubbing, was yelling "fuck COVID." I was like, "Bro, you're just asking for the hate." You should see the TikToks, the stuff posted about him. Honestly, like, I just don't get it. Like, there's just so much stupidity in this world. Anyways, enough about the internet beef.
What's the next topic?
So I was actually gonna just talk about this, like, I was thinking of doing like a Instagram poll or whatever for our next episode, kind of say like where they get to choose our topics or mm-hmm. whatever, and what we talk about, kind of like how we did with the questions, which I enjoyed doing. Oh, actually, I missed a question.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so maybe before I go on with this,
let's put a pin in that one for now. We'll go back to the questions.
Let's scratch what I was just saying. Somebody asked what our signs were, like our horoscope. They wanted us to read our horoscopes for the day.
I don't think I know what mine is.
Are you fucking kidding me? Bro.
I don't know. What's yours?
I'm a Taurus.
I think I'm an Aries.
Okay.
I don't know what a zodiac. I don't know what the sign is.
Okay, let's look at our daily horoscope for December 5th.
What's my horoscope?
Mine is always so accurate.
Yours is accurate?
Always. It's always so accurate. Oh, yeah, you are an Aries.
Like, are you reading it, or you just know that I'm like, you just saw the date and you know that I'm an Aries?
Oh, no. No, I looked at the date and I saw that you were an Aries. I don't know any of the signs except for, like, my signs, that sign, my mom's, my brother's.
That's more than I know. I think I just know mine because my mom tells me all the time. My mom always tells me. She's like, what's your horoscope? I'm like, I don't fucking know, man. And she's like, well, you should. I'm like, I'll get right on that.
Oh, this one, you have a little bit of a spicy horoscope. Yours says, this is a good day to look at the big picture and discuss your ideas with others, Aries. As you walk down the street, make sure you pay attention to what's going on around you. If you continue to be preoccupied by one issue, you may never see some of the other important pieces of the greater whole, even though they're obvious to everyone else. Revive your love. Make this the year your love grows.
I'll get right on that.
Like, what? What the fuck? Anyways,
what's yours?
Let's read mine. Mine's already really accurate right off the bat.
Mine wasn't accurate at all.
The disclaimer before I read this to everyone, I am always in a bad mood. Always. Like, Dylan knows. Like, I'm always either crying or I'm mad.
She's got that, like, face where, like, you look at the face and her expression, you can just picture the word fuck you tatted on her forehead.
Yeah, and it, like, seeps depression. Yeah. So, and I'm actually in a very good mood today, so, like, that's a first. I think it's because, like, the sun's out a little bit. I also think I'm also in a good mood because I wasn't hungover today. So that's another
progress,
thing.
Progress.
We're making a big, ladies and gentlemen. But
big leap forward.
So it says, you will be in an excellent mood, Taurus, and find your positive attitude amplified as you communicate more with more and more people. And I did actually communicate with some people today about something that I'm starting up, which you'll see soon. The one thing to watch out for today is laziness. And I am quite lazy today. I could barely get up to do my client's nails today.
Oh, no.
There might be a great deal of it going around, especially in your camp. Don't waste the good energy of the day sitting around and doing nothing, even though it's quite tempting. Are you confused about your relationship? What?
Still accurate?
What? Actually, it is so accurate.
What?
Well, like, I'm not confused. Actually, you know what? I am confused about my relationship. Confused about your relationship or whatever? Yes, I actually am now. I'm really double thinking my relationship, and I'm really about to call Sat out here. You guys are going to think I'm crazy, but this irritated me. Yesterday when we were dropping Lita off, I don't know why we were talking about, like, heaven and hell for some reason.
I'm kind of glad I wasn't there.
I was laughing. Okay, this is going to sound horrible, and please nobody judge me for this.
Already judging you.
No, I don't even want to say it anymore. It's that bad.
Well, you have to say it now.
I was laughing. Let's just say I was laughing at some guy that was on the road.
Oh, my God.
Not like a homeless right. man. No, I would never laugh at that. No, I actually swear. It was not like a homeless man or anything. It was actually someone that was just, like, walking on the road. And there was, like, something about it that I was, like, laughing about. And the chat was, like, you're going to hell or something like that. And then I was just like, I'd rather go to hell or something like that. And I was, he's like, and you're never going to see me again because I'll be in heaven. I was like, I was just like, I don't know how it started or something like that. He said something about fucking bitches in heaven.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it did. I was quite sad. I can't believe he said that.
Oh my God.
Maybe I should read, like, the love category.
You know he's kidding 90% of the time, right?
No, I'm going to read my love horoscope for today. It says, relationships have to change and transform themselves on a continuous basis in order to remain fresh and alive. The opportunity to see your current relationship in a new light will come your way, and through heart-to-heart discussion, come to a place where you can both move on to a new level of trust and understanding. I don't know if I can trust him after that. I don't know.
He's kidding.
No, he can go fuck his bitches and have
them. I have known Sat for probably 17 years. I know he's kidding.
Well, I don't appreciate the disrespect.
I now appreciate the joke.
Anyways, now that we've read our horoscopes, yours wasn't accurate at all.
No.
You said?
Not really? At all.
That's sad. Mine's literally always accurate.
Horoscopes are a hoax.
Maybe. No, they are. I was low key reading your love horoscope and it's kind of fucked.
Oh, God. What is it?
And it's very inaccurate from what I know. It says a much needed sense of detachment from a current relationship that has proved fairly troublesome lately is set to wash over you today. You needed some space to get a few priorities of your own sorted out and clarified. Now take this sense of clarity and use it to make a final decision that will ultimately bring about the best for the both of you. Vanessa's literally shaking in her boots right now. Like, what?
She'll be like, huh? Me and her both, huh?
Excuse me. Anyways. Wait, what's Vanessa's sign? Oh yeah, no, she's not a Taurus. Never mind. It says today your general mood will be not that vibey.
Me?
Yeah. But apparently you said you'll have a lot of hustle today.
A lot of hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah, feeling hustly today.
And you should spend your money wisely. It says spend your money wisely. It doesn't grow.
No, actually, I did spend my money wisely today. I had to go grocery shopping and I only bought the essentials.
Oh, congratulations. You didn't buy 9,000 frozen pizzas?
No, I didn't this time.
Yeah, that's another thing that we need to discuss maybe do a podcast on the go. Should we have a guest on next time? I kind of feel like we should have
Who are we going to get on the show with two episodes?
I'm taking the catchphrase
from Logan Paul.
Just kidding. I say we'll make a, like, okay, now
the number one podcast in the world.
Oh yeah, totally. With our
fuck
like
you,
100
Logan
and something listeners.
Fuck you, Logan Paul, you blonde haired bitch.
Anyways, oh my god, now what are you gonna do? Like box Jake Paul because of that? Because you said that. Jake Paul do be boxing everyone though for no reason.
It's all about the clout.
Anyways.
Dude, I'd fucking fight Conor McGregor if I knew he'd wanted to fight me. I'd be like, yeah, sure, let's fight. You know how famous
imagine the
I would
money
get
that you'd get just
him?
For fighting him?
Even if I got my
and the
ass
money.
Kicked. Even if I got knocked the fuck out, even if I would get knocked the fuck out immediately, I'd still be famous as fuck.
That's true. And you would, like, the money? Oof.
That's what I'm saying. I don't give a shit.
Beautiful.
They keep saying people are scared to get
Beautiful.
In the ring. I'm like, no, they're just people you keep offering to fight are either better fighters than you, have just as much money, or are more famous. So they really have nothing to lose. So there's no
mm-hmm.
point in going in the ring with you.
True.
Except for Nate Robinson. He's kind of fallen off. He really fell off. But he's
Anyways.
More famous now than he ever was, I think.
I'm not, like, really, like, a sports person. I'm just
we'll
kidding.
A,
I am,
say, I was
but,
like,
we'll
get a sports person on here next time soon.
But anyways, or yeah, no, we should get like a world famous football player stat on here.
Stat.
anyways, as I was saying, so this Instagram poll or whatever, I'm thinking I'm gonna do quite a few. So whoever's watching this, if you vote on these polls and whatever, I'll post it on my personal Instagram. I'll force Dylan to post it on his personal Instagram, and then we'll get people mm-hmm. to actually vote. We'll do like a poll for topics. We'll also do another confessions thing. When I say it's anonymous, we are not going to judge you. Trust me, I can guarantee you, me and Dylan have worse stories. That's actually going to be one of the topics for the next episode too. We're going to talk about some experiences, right, Dylan?
What kind of experiences?
like,
what kind
what?
Of experiences are we talking
I didn't
here?
Sign up for this. I'm talking some wild shit. Like, we're going to talk about some wild shit next time. What's the term? Keep your boots strapped on.
What?
What? I don't know what it is. Just keep yourself strapped in your boots. Whatever it is. I don't know. Put your seatbelt on.
It's like, oh my goodness
I don't know
gracious.
What I just said. I don't even know what I just said.
This is how you know you're not whitewashed.
Yeah, I just,
keep your boots strapped in.
Like,
everyone's like, what? You're like, I don't fucking know.
Oh, God. Yeah, we'll talk about some experiences and stuff next time, and then we'll make a poll. And also, like I said, if you send in an anonymous confession, we're not going to judge you. Me and Dylan can definitely 100% guarantee that we have even worse stories, like probably three times worse. So
your identity will remain confidential.
Expose you guys. We won't judge you. Don't worry. Send
not gonna lie.
Stuff.
Simi
also,
handles the social media aspect of this thing, so most of the time, I don't even know who's asking.
Yes.
And she won't tell me.
Yeah,
even if
so
I ask
all the
her,
questions.
She won't tell me, so.
Yeah, all the questions that we got today, I don't even think he knows, other than the ones that I obviously said.
I only
like,
know Dayton and
Bab.
That's it. That's just because they're close friends. But other than that, the other questions, no idea who you are. Appreciate you asking, but no idea who you are. Love you though.
Yeah.
Love you for asking.
I actually had to someone ask what my thoughts on that person was. Like they were like, "What are your thoughts on me?" And I was just like, "I'm not answering that on my podcast." You're a great person, though. You know who you are. You're a great person, but I'm not answering that on my podcast.
You mean my podcast?
our podcast. but yeah, we're gonna set up some polls. We're also gonna set up like I've been in touch with a couple people to try to get on here with us. So once we do that, I will put a poll out for who you guys want to see first or who you guys want to see next. Blah blah, blah this and that. And yeah, just stay tuned. Look at our Instagram and stuff. And then also make sure to look at our Instagram for the giveaway as well. We're going to post we're going to make a post about it and whatnot. And with all the rules and whatnot and whatever shoes we're going to end up giving away, we kind of haven't decided exactly which ones we're going to give away yet.
Will,
but we know that
about 80% sure there'll be highs, Jordan 1s. There'll be Jordan 1 highs, but we just haven't decided what the colorway is going to be yet.
Yes.
We don't know if we want to
do
a Christmas theme color theme because there are obviously Christmas theme color themes out there, but or we want to do a rare one or we want to do just like a kind of low key one. But
yeah, so we kind of have to take a look.
But obviously, the ones that you're going to be getting when we decide. They won't be ones that you can just go buy in a store.
Uh-huh. They'll be nice ones. They'll be very nice. Maybe we can get, like, a pair that, like you and I already have. Like, a pair of shoes that you and I already have. And then they can match with us. Yeah, if you want. But, yeah. So, like, stay tuned for that. And just, like, keep an eye out on our Instagram. And then we'll probably have some kind of post up by... in the next couple days about the giveaway, and also the polls up within the next couple days as well. And also, like I said, send in those anonymous confessions. We want to know about you guys.
And the people want to know. The people. We're here for the people.
We're here for the people. Hey, actually, 100 and something people is pretty fucking good for our first episode.
Like I said, we're here for the people.
We're here for the people. We don't care if our people are, if there's even just 5 people listening. We're here for the people. Anyways, that's about it for this time. I think this episode definitely got a little bit on the heated side.
Yeah, you can say that.
I got some editing to do, apparently.
Well, okay, guys. So that was thanks for listening to episode 2. Stay tuned for episode 3. We should be releasing it next Friday. If we're not lazy.
Why are we like this?
I don't know.
Anyways, bye. Guys. Bye.